Murder is on the rise in Mexico. In fact, the homicide rate is close to what it was in 2011. That's when the government was in an all-out war on drugs, using the military to fight cartels. Today's violence is widespread, but as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, it's especially concentrated in some Mexican towns and cities.
Hugo Del Angel says his city, Ecatepec, a sprawling, struggling suburb of nearly 2 million outside Mexico City, is definitely high on that list.
Ecatepec está entre las tres ciudades más problemáticas que tenemos en el país.
It's probably one of three most problematic in the whole country, he says. Del Angel isn't that far off. According to new government figures, nearly half of all homicides in the country occur in just 50 cities. Ecatepec is near the top. As his employees unlock the chains around bar stools and high tables, Del Angel opens a small pizza parlor in the open food court of one of the city's largest shopping centers. Late last year, he says five guys came into the restaurant and demanded service.
Pues si nos niegas el servicio, ahora nos vas a dar todo lo que traigas.
One of the guys said, if you're not going to serve us, we're going to take everything you had. And all of a sudden pulled a bat from under his shirt. Before he knew it, Del Angel says they were beating him and his young employees. Del Angel recovered, but he says the shopping mall hasn't. Crime has done it in. Last year, the movie theaters left, dozens of stores too. The second floor is practically abandoned, and the administration stopped running the escalators and most of the lights too.
Yo considero que ya se está reflejando el abandono total ya de la plaza.
I can see the city's violent situation reflected in the total abandonment of the mall, says Del Angel. The past 2 years have seen a jump in violence in cities throughout Mexico. During the first month of this year, nearly 2,000 people were killed, putting 2017 on track to be one of the deadliest years in a decade. Many point to last year's capture of Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin Chapo Guzman for the spike. Rival gangs, especially the upstart New Generation Jalisco cartel, are making a play for Chapo's territory and unleashing feuds between smaller groups who branch off into extortion and robbery for funds, especially in places like Ecatepec, the state of Mexico's most problematic city.
The state of Mexico, I believe, has always been very violent.
Ana Maria Salazar is a security expert and analyst.
And has been the problem child for this administration.
With just 1 year left in his term, President Enrique Peña Nieto hasn't been able to calm the violence there or elsewhere. Last fall, though, he launched a plan to combat violence in those 50 most violent cities. New technology, interagency coordination, and a countrywide 911 service, all key to his plan.
911, ¿cuál es emergencia?
An operator takes emergency calls in this brand new police center in Ecatepec. A floor-to-ceiling bank of monitors play real-time images captured by the city's new 10,000 cameras. Dozens of agents watch live, while others, like Damian Flores, pore over tapes recorded the day before, looking for suspicious activity. Flores plays back a kidnapping he recently caught.
De la cual descienden cuatro masculinos, ingresan a una tienda de abarrotes.
You can see four guys get out of a Ram pickup truck and run into this small grocery shop, says Flores. Seconds later, they come out and shove a person into the car, which takes off. And nobody has reported this. Nadie ha reportado eso.
No. En el caso de que...
No, he says no one reported the crime and no one at the grocery shop will talk to officers either, highlighting a distrust of police even the highest technology and coordination can't overcome. President Peña Nieto's 50-city plan hasn't had the results he's desired yet. A review by the investigative website Animal Político shows homicides in nearly three-quarters of those cities rose, some at alarmingly high rates. In Ecatepec, there were 200 murders, no change over the year before. Pizza owner Hugo Del Angel says he feels unsafe.
Nos han extorsionado pidiéndonos dinero.
Earlier this year, we got a call demanding 10,000 pesos, about $500 a month, he says. If I didn't pay, they said they would burn down my place. Del Angel says he's hoping they don't make good on the threat. He didn't pay. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Ecatepec, Mexico.